Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Welcome to a special second edition of the mixtape coming at you live from Local 107.3 FM's 2016 funding drive here at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 26th of October. That's your Wednesday morning. We got you going here with a full hour of great new Canadian music as we do every single week, and we'll get you into the details here. But first, again, as I mentioned, it is funding drive here at Local FM. We're raising $5,000 to take on some more great big projects for the station, as we've been able to do over the last few years. We'll give you some of the details on those later in the program as well, but just to quickly say, it is from October 23rd to 29th, 2016. If you're listening to this in St. John, New Brunswick, or beyond, give us a call and make a pledge at area code 506-648-5925, or check us out online at localfm.ca. And you can see our cool new website where perhaps you're listening to this show right now, because there's an awesome streaming button at the bottom within the player that's directly embedded in the website. You can click around. You won't lose your stream. And it couldn't be easier than ever to access great nonprofit, volunteer-driven, independent community media in the greater St. John area. And we kicked it off today with a track from Sir's latest album. That is Sir with two R's, Mark O'Connor, who was on the show yesterday. His latest album is called Begat. That was a track called Nanobots, a little bit different than some of the other stuff. Definitely a really interesting mix on this release, as with most of his releases. This is his second of 2016, and as he was telling us yesterday, lots of other tracks gestating for perhaps another release in the early parts of 2017. So we'll be looking forward to checking that out for sure. And again, yes, he was on the show, our regular edition of the show, which it wasn't really all that regular because we went for 2 hours and played tons of cool new music. And Mark offered to write a song for anyone who calls in and pledges an amount of money, and he will write a song for you about whatever it is that you want. And I took him up on that offer. We're going to have a new theme song for the show sometime in the near future. Looking forward to that for sure. And we'll be sure to play some more tracks from this album. We've been kind of picking away at the odd tracker here. And as I mentioned, lots of really interesting different things all over this release. And you can find it for yourself free at sir.bandcamp.com. Again, that is Sir with two R's. So much to get to today. I want to tell you about my personal experience here at Local 107.3 FM and why this station is so important to me, why I put my money down and my time down at this station, and why I hope that you will consider to do the exact same thing if you are able. I want to tell you about the amazing day that we had yesterday. So we're just entering the halfway mark of our funding drive here. We're about 35% of the way to our goal, which is really great. It always ramps up as we get along. So we're fully confident that we can hit our goal of $5,000 more than ever this year. Yesterday, we were at 25% of our goal, about just over $1,250. And in one day, we raised $550 to get to our current marker, which is exactly to the cent, $1,793. Wow, St. John, absolutely amazing. There's been years, you know, if you go back 3 years, our absolute total for the whole week was about $1,900. So your generosity and support really goes a long way. It really shows our DJs and programmers and staff that our efforts here mean a lot to you and that you want to see this station continue to grow and evolve. And yeah, that's really all I can say. It's just absolutely mind-blowing the amount of support that we've experienced this year. And again, the easiest way to donate and to find all this information is at localfm.ca, which you can find on basically any device. And you can find all the information about the day today, about our schedule, about ways to donate, about the things that you'll get with your donation. And you'll find out the full slate for today, which is basically over 10 live programmers all day long. Tea Music is following me at 10 o'clock. There's programs live all the way from now until midnight, including just so much great programming. So that's all I can really say about that. Be sure to go and check it out and keep your ears locked to this station. We're going to move into some new music here from Telephone Explosion, a really cool label out of Toronto. I'll take a little quick music break for you here before we get into some more details about our funding drive and this program. I also want to let you know that you might be listening to this show across Canada on one of our many different partner stations, about a dozen syndicates picking up the show, and thanks to them for carrying the show. Thanks for you to tuning in to your local community station, supporting community radio and great Canadian music. And check your local schedule to find out when you can hear this show again. And you can also pick up the phone to support this program. Again, the number is 506-648-5925. And the way this show is available is through the Community Radio Exchange, which is a project of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. It's also available on radioforall.net, which is the number 4 in the middle of that address. Here's a track by New Fries. We'll tell you all about it and more when we come back. You're listening to The Mixtape. This is Funding Drive 2016. We'll be right back.
control yourselves, relax, take charge, put it in, keep it in, hold back, I'm afraid, yeah, you'll be, ha, you'll be. So many sisters, so many sisters to adapt and each other to control yourselves, relax, take charge, put it in, keep it in. Charge, yeah, you'll be, ha, you'll be. So many sisters, so many sisters to attack.
From their brand new, soon-to-be-released album, that was Halifax's Monomyth, with the lead track from that record, which is entitled Happy Pop Family, the name of that track, Aloha. And in there as well, we had some brand new tracks from New Fries from the label Telephone Explosion. Their newest release is called More. It comes out in about a month's time, but we have it here in our hands, and you heard a few tracks from that release, kicking off with Butter and Spice Breezy, Enter, and Mary Poppins Pockets. We're going to jump back into some tracks there in a few moments from Monomyth. Very, very excited to have that one in our hands from our friends at Mint Records in Vancouver. But to me, that's one of the most exciting things about being a part of community media, is just all the cool and interesting and new music that comes your way. It's what got me into the station here in the first place 10 years ago, and it is what has kept me around. And the reason we're mentioning that is because it is our funding drive here at Local 107.3 FM for the week of October 23rd, 29th, 2016. You can give us a call at 648-5925 to keep this station growing and getting stronger in St. John, New Brunswick, where this program is broadcast live from, generally every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., 100% new Canadian music. But it is Wednesday because we're doing a double shift this week, which is also some of the fun parts about Funding Drive, is that you get to have a little bit of extra time to play lots of extra cool music. And that's what we're doing here today with some records that have come our way just a couple of days ago, actually. Yeah, I think this Monomyth record actually just came in the mail yesterday. So we're going to hear a couple more tracks from that one. We'll be back shortly. Make those phones ring. It is 506-648-5925. Yeah.
walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. Stopping at the Sally Ann, trying to pick up some shirts for my rock and roll band. Allison's gonna screen them by hand, but now I'm looking for a place to go. The lining of my coat, I got two beer, gonna crack one open when the cops are near, 'cause my head's just a little too clear, and now I'm looking for a place to go. The first snow of the year, and I notice that you're not here. But I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. Well, I had a friend who didn't pay me rent, too busy getting drunk and getting hell bent. He'll never get to heaven 'cause he'll never repent, and now he's looking for a place to go. So I went to my landlord to break my lease, said, come on man, can't you help me please, 'cause having a home ain't worth a psychic disease, and now I'm looking for a place to go. The first snow of the year, and I'm hoping that you're still here. But I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. Let's go. A box full of glass, we watched it fall. Man, I think that it's time to go.
From their album dropping in just a week's time, that was the third of three tracks from Monomyth on today's program of the mixtape. That's a track called Release Life, Place to Go. Before that, we heard Puppet Creek, and in the previous set before this, we had heard a track called Aloha. Again, those are the first three tracks from the record. We'll be sure to play more from them in the very near future. Big fan of this group. Lots of really interesting mix of psychedelic pop and rock. Originally from Halifax, I believe they're now in Montreal. And this album drops in just 1 week's time on November 5th, 4th, I should say, because albums come out on Fridays now. And you should definitely be sure to pick that one up from our friends at Mint Records in Vancouver. Really cool label, really cool music. And we'll be sure to continue to keep an eye out for more things coming from them in the new year. I'm sure there's lots of cool things coming our way. Speaking of great records that we play lots of on the show, another one that I'm a big fan of is Telephone Explosion from Toronto. And this group also from Toronto, New Fries, we play from earlier in the show. They have a new release out called More, and we played a couple of cool tracks from them. And we also heard from Sir way back at the beginning of the show, Where's the Time Going? We're nearly halfway through our double episode of the week, our Funding Drive special times two here on Wednesday, October the 26th, 2016. My name is Brian Cleveland, and this is The Mixtape, a show that plays a full hour of great Canadian music every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on local FM 107.3 on your dial in St. John, New Brunswick, and localfm.ca on the World Wide Web for listeners across the globe and beyond. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is our Funding Drive week here. We're asking you to call in and pledge your support to this station, keeping community media alive and strong in St. John, and so we can continue to grow this organization. We've been able to do that in lots of different ways and leaps and bounds over the last decade or so, and a little beyond that since the beginning of the station on the FM dial back in 2001. And since then, you've been able to allow us to do some amazing things in the first year of the organization's existence, hosting the National Campus and Community Radio Conference and doing lots of ECMA programming. A few years out from that, allowing to have full-time staff in here back in 2005, I believe, was the previous station manager's starting point, Linda Peltier. And she was here for quite a few years and doing some amazing stuff with this organization, really, really getting it off the ground from growing on the start from back in 2001 when they had a really great grant to hire a few students that really got this place moving and grooving. And since then, there's been movements of the station on the radio dial from 92.5 to 107.3. There's been increases in the signal one time in 2007, and that's what we're planning to do again, hopefully in the very near future, because thanks to your donations as well, we've been able to purchase a new transmitter about a year ago after having some catastrophic failure about 2 years ago and wanting to make sure that wouldn't happen again, and we should have a backup transmitter. So now we have our old transmitter in its backup place. We have a brand new transmitter that is presently broadcasting my voice across this local region, and then we're hoping to put it to its full power, but that requires some big technical work. That is what we're fundraising for today. Our goal is $5,000, and we're nearing the $2,000 mark. We're not quite about the halfway mark of the week and of our goal, so we'd love to hit that mark at the end of the day. That would be amazing if we could hit about the halfway mark. And as we always see here during our funding drives, it really ramps up. People want to take part, see this action happen, see it rise. And so get in on it. Give us a pledge. Give us a call, 648-5925 or localfm.ca/donate. Going to take a quick break for some more music here, and we'll tell you all about the really cool gifts you can take home if that is the way that you want to approach your fundraising. There is some really cool stuff that you can have, including these really awesome new friends cards. You can officially become a friend of Local 107.3 FM and some cool businesses in the uptown region of St. John. So let's take a very quick break here to play a track from the Tasty Wanks. I really, really love this record. There's basically only two tracks from it that I can play on this show, though. Definitely some late night fare. Really cool St. John based band. This is a really quick and short ditty for you. It is called The Briar. And then after that, we're going to hear from the Boyer Bunch, and they have a new album out called Not Singing the Blues. We're going to hear a track from them called Half Lit. Don't go anywhere. It is Funding Drive week. You can make the phone ring right now I'll answer, take your pledge, and you can help support community media in St. John. Completely nonprofit, volunteer-driven community radio. Right here, right now, on the mixtape, here is The Briar by the Tasty Wangs. From the new local release by the Boyer Bunch, Not Singing the Blues. That was Half Lit. And in before that, from the Tasty Wangs, newest release, Go Goth. That was the Briar. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is The Mixtape coming at you live here during our funding drive on the 26th of October, Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And we are raising money for Local 107.3 FM, your very station that you're listening to at this moment. And we are at about the $1,800 mark of our $5,000 goal. Thank you so much to the tons of different people that have donated already. I was just counting actually how many different individuals, because it honestly, it takes an army to keep this station rolling. And that isn't just our 50 plus volunteers. That is all of our listeners out there, all of the people that participate in any way, any shape or form, anybody that comes out to any events that we put on, anyone who puts even $1 into a donation bin. You help keep this station on the air. You help it growing in your community and getting stronger every single year. So yeah, just about at least 60 different people have called in pledges so far this week, which is really amazing, because our, not only is our total the biggest it's ever been at this point in our drive, but also the number of different people donating. And, you know, I talk about this a lot with our staff here. You know, every single person's donation is absolutely incredibly important to us. Whether or not your giving power is $5, whether or not your giving power is $200, you might have a bigger impact on the final total at the end of the day, but it's honestly the thought that counts. And that, you know, you think about what your potential to contribute to community media is in St. John. If your potential to contribute is volunteering and coming and being a part of the station, if it's just listening and telling a friend that you enjoyed a program, or if it's putting down anywhere between $5, $20, $50 or more dollars, every single person that participates in any form in community media matters. It's basically the entire tenet of why we exist, is to be a part of this community. And as being a part of this community, it takes many, many different people within this very community to create it. Again, so many different words that we always throw around. Local is literally in our name, and community is everything that we're all about. So that's what we're going to talk about pretty much every time we hit the airwaves here during our funding drive week, just about what the station means to us personally, and hopefully what it means to you as well out there as a listener. To me, coming back to this beginning of this show back in 2005, I was just a brand newish student. I was about to complete my first year here as a university student back in 2005. I think I started the show around March. It had a different name. It had a different co-host at the time. And we did it throughout the summer and just had a really great time. Came in here because a friend of mine was doing a show, and came on and checked out the stuff that was around here and just saw all kinds of cool music that I was familiar with and not familiar with, and realized that I was able to participate in something completely outside of the mainstream that was really supporting the community and the music community from across Canada. So I would have to say that, to be completely honest, that my initial reason for coming here was completely selfish. Just the ability to access so much different music. I became involved in the music department, was able to review new CDs that hadn't been released at all yet, checking out great new albums and participating in that form. And then the show took a few different forms over the last decade or so. Mostly my main co-host for the majority of about 7 or 8 years was Tom O'Connell. And, you know, he still makes his appearances on the show every once in a while, especially at the end of the year when we talk about our favorite albums of the year, and usually a 2 to 3 part special. So that'll be coming up sometime within the next couple of months. But yeah, for us, it was always a great opportunity to share music we were enjoying, check out new music, and at the very least get to spend 2 hours of a week together. If no matter what we were up to, how busy we were, we knew that we'd come and relax and have a great time on the airwaves. And then since then, it's become a different place to me, a place that I spend most of the week at outside of my home. I've been able to work with so many different amazing volunteers on so many great different projects with some wonderful staff members, both short and long term. And yeah, the history of the station is also something I've been trying to collect, not just over the last 15 years, but since the early 70s, since we're about to conclude our 15th year here on the FM dial, 107.3, our present home since 2007, since around August of 2007, 92.5 before that in 2001, and lots of funny nicknames for it before that, such as Parking Lot Radio and the like, because you couldn't basically hear it off of the campus, but it was so important to different people for different reasons throughout the last several decades. And if that means something to you, if the station has done something for you, whether it's just been pure enjoyment or if it's supported an event that you're a part of, an organization that you believe in, if you're just happy that this station exists, we hope to hear from you. 648-5925 again is the number to call in your local area here of St. John, New Brunswick, or add on the area code 506 from outside of the city. And of course, as always, and it becomes increasingly more so, the majority of our donors, and the easiest way to donate very, very quickly is localfm.ca. And you can check out our cool new website there as well. Lots of new features launching, including a very, very easy to use new handy radio player at the bottom of the page. Whatever device you load up the website on, you can listen through the simple click of a button, whether that's with a mouse or your finger or what have you. And yeah, lots of new features that will be coming out there as well very soon, including a really cool interactive schedule where you'll be able to see exactly what is playing and what's coming up next and so much more. So go and check that out. Again, we'll take a quick break here to hear some more music. And we only have about 10 or so minutes left, but there's still about 10 live programmers coming up after me all the way to midnight. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. Give your favorite DJ a call at 648-5925. Here is from the new Shrink Ring EP, Humanity's Last Hope. The closing track from this one is Road Rage in the Space Age.
This orbital sector, always under construction. I'm almost ready for some pod destruction. Who gave you a cosmonaut license? You better move that Russian tin can. I've got better things to do with my time than be stuck in a satellite jam.
Road rage in the space age. Road rage in the space age. Road rage in the space age. Road rage in the space age.
Blinded by the sun or following a star, I wonder how in the universe you're allowed to drive a car. Exiting my vehicle, walking in space, floating through the cosmos, just to punch you in the face.
Road rage in the space age. Road rage in the space age. Road rage in the space age.
Are you a supporter of local radio and local businesses? Well, Local FM has an offer for you. Starting October 23rd with our friends in the Uptown area, Local FM will be offering a Friends of the Station card. For just $20, you can get discounts at local establishments Port City Royal, Real Food Connections, Tondi, Decimal 81, Taco Pica, and Backstreet Records. Be sure to pick one up from October 23rd to 29th to help support our annual funding drive, and go to localfm.ca/donate for more details.
Fun drives back, so stop playing with your hacky sack. Pick up the phone and call this number. If you don't, you'll just be dumber. 6485925. 6485925. Sing it with me. 6485925. We believe in you, 'cause you know that it's the right thing to do.
To make a pledge for Fun Drive, call 648-5925 or go on our website at www.cfmh.ca.
www.cfmh.ca.
On the way home, there was an unexpected space where a train passes by. Is a lonesome call that you crave. It was that sound. It says you gotta open yourself completely. It says you gotta.
From her latest album, Shadow on the Brim, Rough Beasts, that was LT Leaf from Calgary, Alberta, and the lead track from that release is called Opening. Thanks so much for tuning in. Just a couple of moments left. Thanks to everybody who called in and pledged today at 648-5925. Super appreciate it. If I had a little bit more time, I'd go through all the names, but let you just know that at least 60 different people out there in this last couple of days have supported community media in St. John, keeping us strong here as we very, very nearly reach our $2,000 goal. Hope to make it very soon and just blast on up from there. Again, this is the Mixtape, airing on a special extra episode this week on Wednesday, October 26, 2016. But hello to you wherever you might be listening to this, and whenever you might be listening to this in the future, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange, where the show airs on about a dozen partner stations across Canada. Support your local community radio, and if you're interested in supporting this very program, you can do that at localfm.ca and clicking on any of the donate tabs. And the direct link is localfm.ca/donate. Or you can call in our booth here at area code 506-648-5925. Again, thanks so much. There's some really cool incentives as well you can find online where you donate over $20, you will receive a friend's card to Local FM that gives you discounts on about 10 different businesses in Uptown St. John. There's some pretty amazing discounts on there, including Backstreet Records, Port City Royal, Tondi Restaurant, Taco Pica, Heartbreak Boutique, and Real Food Connections, and more. Find all those details online, or just keep it locked right here, because all of our DJs will be on the air today, at least 10 more live DJs to tell you all about what's coming up next. We're going to hear from a group out of Ottawa who actually had the opportunity to see back in June during the National Campus and Community Radio Conference and a launch by the National Campus and Community Radio Association of some of their funding initiatives. They put out a cool new EP, a self-titled EP. It is The Peptides. We're going to hear the first track from this one called Don't Believe in Love. Don't go anywhere. Lots of great programming coming your way right here, right now on Local FM.